In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I recently read a scholarly article about social media concerned with the idea of persons of influence. It seems that those persons of influence aren't quite the ones you think they'd be, at least on Twitter, and I'm sure that Facebook's the same. The researchers determined that having a lot of followers, or Facebook friends, you could say, is not a good measure. Nor is the number of mentions or tags of a person's name a good measure of their influence. It might indicate celebrity or people we know in real life, but it doesn't indicate their influence. It seems that the most influential folks are the ones who have really good content. People who have something to say, something other people retweet or share. Now, my own observation is that social media is ephemeral. Things are posted, reacted to, and we all move on. Usually nothing's as dead as last month's tweets or posts. But occasionally, there are items which are retweeted or shared over and over again. They kind of take on a life of their own. And it's because there's something in that content that's valuable, that's worth retelling over and over again. It captures folks' imaginations, or intrigues them, or it's funny, or it's moving, even on the third, fourth, or 50th telling. Our gospel today is the women, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and the other Mary, and the others, who go to the tomb in the garden very early in the morning. Now, clearly the women who went to Jesus' tomb in that society at that time and place would not be considered influencers. Their account, their influence would be really pretty low, primarily because they're women, and they have no social standing to speak of. Yet, what the women had to say after they discovered the stone rolled away and the body of Jesus gone was, for a wonder, recorded. Although their message was initially discounted as an idle tale, it did provoke Peter to find out more. The same Peter who just a couple of days ago denied that he even knew Jesus. Maybe Peter was sufficiently motivated, perturbed by it, not willing to discount impossible messages as easily as he might have before. Maybe he was willing to listen to idle tales after his own experience of Jesus predicting his own denial. Maybe Peter was willing to be amazed. In fact, as Luke tells it, none of those of the empty tomb were actual witnesses to the risen Lord. They get a message. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. And then they're reminded, remember when he told you, while he was still in Galilee, the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again. They're given a message, news, content to go and tell others. Now, although we in the church participate in the observances of Holy Week, being the conclusion of all of that, we are not, strictly speaking, reenactors. Not like my friends who dress up in the uniforms and fashions of the mid-1800s and replay battles in camps from the Civil War time. No. At Easter, we remember, but we make present and immediate what was then, is now, and will be. Not looking back, but in here and now. Like those messengers in dazzling clothes of the tomb remind women of what they already know. We remind ourselves, we tell our story of how Jesus, who was dead, is alive, just as he promised. Now, that social media study on influence, how it's not really the number of followers you have, but rather the content of the message that makes you an influencer. A message that captures folks, intrigues, and speaks to them. That is our job to convey those enticing questions and answers, not just on social media, but in real life. Do those you encounter see that joy that Jesus talked about a little while before his arrest? The joy he wanted his friends to share? The joy that didn't make the crucifixion go away? Not hardly, but listen to Jesus. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. I do not call you servants any longer, but I have called you friends. Friends of Jesus. As Christians, that's what we are, all of us. We're called to make God's grace and love known to the world. We're to preach the good news, and as they say, use words only if necessary. How might we discover what or whom those we encounter are seeking? How might we invite others into this? How might we hear God speak to us, hear ourselves called, and recognize that it's Jesus doing the calling? How might we announce this good news, he has risen, the news that despite the princes contrary, death doesn't get the last word anymore. That though we die, like Christ, we will be raised. That a new creation has begun in darkness and in a garden. But rather than being driven out of a garden, as we were in Genesis, we're sent to invite, announce to the rest of the world, he is risen. Influencers? Us? You betcha. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.